Mobile Linux is not new, but in the last year, market developments have really heated up, particularly driven by announcements from Motorola and PalmSource. In 2005, almost two dozen phone models shipped with Linux, including those from Motorola, NEC, Panasonic, and Samsung. As smartphones keep getting smarter, the operating system is increasingly important to the user experience. In this keynote presentation, Motorola's Greg Bazzaio will offer a vision for how Linux developers can participate in driving continued next-generation mobile offerings. He will describe the advantages of developing mobile applications for Linux, including the promise of reduced development cycles. He'll also address ways in which the mobile industry can most effectively and productively work with the development community to encourage widespread adoption and development of mobile applications from Linux. As Corporate Vice President, Mobile Devices Software at Motorola, Greg Bazzaio is responsible for ongoing work on Motorola's Synergy P2K platform, new developments on the EZX platform, and driving the rollout of Motorola's future Linux and Java platforms. Prior to this role, Greg served as Corporate Vice President of Strategic Projects for the mobile devices business, which included geographic, product, platform, and go-to-market initiatives. Over the past 16 years, Greg has worked with a variety of leading network operators, both wireline and wireless, and many global OEMs on operations and strategy issues. Can you please join me in welcoming Greg Bazzaio?
It's a real pleasure to be here at LinuxWorld, the 15th time that it's been, and it's a big anniversary for Linux. This is Motorola's first time being at LinuxWorld, and we're proud to be a sponsor and proud to be part of the program. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing with Linux in the mobile space and how we're trying to engage with partners and developers to really grow the mobile space in Linux. We think it's the next big opportunity. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing, and we're going to tell you a little bit about how we're trying to enable the developer community around what we're doing in the mobile space. First, let me tell you a little bit about the mobile space. What we're trying to do with our new platform strategy is really unleash the future. A couple of facts about why we think this is a real game-changing opportunity in mobile. For those of you who don't participate in the mobile space every day, there are currently 2.1 billion subscribers, wireless subscribers worldwide. And of that, we have 350 million new subscribers just in the past year. And we sold, as an industry, about 1 billion devices. So this is a big opportunity. There's a couple billion screens out there, and people are looking to take advantage of that and take advantage of what's going on in the industry, not just from a device perspective, but if you look at it, they're really using these quite a lot to communicate, and they're starting to really start to see the penetration of data. So what we've seen over the last couple of years is the deployment of 3G networks and other data services, and people really want to have access to their content when they're mobile, and that's translating into real revenue. And this is just the data services piece. There's a whole another layer of revenue around the data space, around content. So it's a big opportunity, it's a big space, there's a lot of devices, there's a lot of opportunity. So why is Motorola interested in Linux? Like a lot of device developers, we started from an embedded position where we had our own proprietary operating system running on small microprocessors and allowed us to do most of the things that people wanted to do with a phone in the voice and messaging space. But what's changed is as people have built out their data networks and consumers have gotten more used to dealing with their data when they're mobile and have more capable devices, is they're trying to do a lot more with the device, and our carrier customers are trying to do a lot more with their networks. What we found was when we stepped back and looked at the choices that we faced in terms of how we might move forward from an operating system and software platform, we were constrained. And that was limiting, I think, the opportunity. So we stepped back. Motorola is one of the few companies who's developed products on all the major mobile operating systems. So we've done products on a proprietary operating system, we've done products on Microsoft, smartphone OS, we've done products on Symbian, and we've done products on Brew. When we step back and look at that and said, what are we really trying to accomplish? What we really want to do is focus on the experience, and focus on having the best platforms that we can partner with our customers, partner with developers, and partner with innovators to develop great products with the Motorola brand. So what did that lead us to? The decision that we made in the last year is to really emphasize Linux and Java. While we're new to Linux world, we're not new to the mobile Linux space. We've been developing and selling products in China and other Asian markets for the past 3 years. And I'll talk a little bit about some of those products and some of the ones that we're taking global now. But what we decided was that if we really wanted to be successful, we really wanted to unlock the potential of the mobile space, we needed an open platform with a thriving ecosystem. We needed to share, we talk about relinquishing control, right? We have to give up something to get access to that innovation. And we really wanted to engage partners to do that. So Motorola is a very innovative company, but we don't have a lock-in innovation. And what we want to do is engage the most innovative partners in the space to help win. And what we saw was there was a real opportunity for differentiation. I'll show you some of the products and the things that we've been doing on the platform. And what we found is it's significantly more efficient for us to innovate and incorporate new innovations on an open platform like Linux. And the last thing is speed to market. As you know, in the consumer electronics industry, in the mobile space, it's all about speed. It's all about how quickly can you get out in the market with a great product. And again, with Linux, with the tools, with the established developer base, with the base of talent globally, it really gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of the way we develop our products, and it gives us a speed advantage that we look forward to taking advantage of. So it really helps break down some of those barriers that we looked at when we saw going from here to where we want to head in the future. Where we want to head is what's next. Part of the step back and look was we looked at who was innovating, what were they doing, and when we looked at the embedded space, we saw a lot of momentum behind Linux. It's shipped in hundreds of millions of devices today, consumer electronics, including the cell phone. When we looked at some of the products that we thought were most exciting or some of the most innovative partners, again, TiVo, based on a Linux platform, Yahoo, Google, guys who are driving a lot of activity in the marketplace and really shaping some of the new business models for delivering content in a networked environment, Linux-based. And then if we looked at our enterprise customers, again, they were adopting Linux, and so that assured us that we would have powerful backends to power our network services. Then when we took a deeper dive at sort of the ecosystem around embedded devices, what we found that was that Linux was really becoming the embedded operating system of choice. So that gave us comfort in our decision of saying, if we make this investment, others are making the investment, and we'll start to get the power of the ecosystem around what we're doing in Linux. So we came to the conclusion that the opportunity is now, that Linux powers innovation, that what we're about is innovation, and that was the direction we took about a year ago. If you look at the telecom ecosystem, so you look across the people who provide the key enablers, products, and services in the mobile space, again, as we talked to them and talked about the direction we were contemplating in terms of our strategy, across the board, you saw everyone was sort of leaning into Linux. So if we look at the chipset vendors, they saw the benefit of a standard platform and where we could separate the innovation in the application processor from the innovation in the baseband processor. All of the handset vendors were experimenting or developing products around Linux, so we saw momentum there and we thought we could get critical mass across our peer companies. In infrastructure, they were using Linux to standardize and simplify, and given that it was an operating system that was really designed around networking, we're incorporating it into their network infrastructure. And then the developer community and content distributors were also leveraging that infrastructure. And so we saw across the value chain that there was going to be a very powerful ecosystem and a very powerful set of capabilities created around Linux. And it's not just Motorola. I think if you look at the analyst community, they're starting to see the momentum behind Linux. We've pushed very hard in the last year. This is our participation in Linux World is one of the most public elements of that. But what you're starting to see is people recognize the things that led us to our strategy. It's becoming more widely used. It's very popular for the enterprise. It's outpacing some of the competitive platforms, the proprietary platforms. And it's winning in critical markets where innovation is a differentiator. So if you look at some of our products, and I'll show you again, our Ming product, it's the number one selling smartphone in China, starting from zero. So now I talk a little bit about Motorola and Motorola's investment. I told you that we've been quietly investing in Asia for the last 3 years. We were the first company to release a Linux handset. That was about 3 years ago. We have sold, to date, over 5 million phones. And I'll show you the variety of models. So what we've done is we started out with a smartphone with a touchscreen profile. We've now added a keypad-based mid-tier price phone, and we have announced that we'll be bringing out a dual-mode Wi-Fi GSM phone. So we're building capability, building functionality, and building a platform that we can expand into the bulk of our portfolio. I talked about our couple of products. Ming, you see that's on the lower right-hand side of the chart, is a smartphone. We released it in China earlier this year. It now has, by itself, more than 1% market share in China. The other phone that we introduced is the Rockery 2. This is a mid-tier price phone, and this is focused on the music experience, and I'll demo that in just a minute. So we've gone from sort of building a case around Linux to actually implementing it in products, and the proof in the pudding in our industry is show me the product. We've done that. We're expanding it. We've announced plans to move our portfolio more broadly into Linux. And we think that creates a great opportunity for our partners and our developers. So I talked a little bit about me. You don't have to take my word for it. Here's what the business press is saying. It's taken the mainland by storm, and it is... You know, what's really exciting about it is some of the unique applications that we've been able to put in this because we have a standard platform. We have a short video that demonstrates some of the capabilities of Ming. Can you roll that, please?
Now, Ming, thanks to a smart camera and some cutting-edge algorithms, the Ming has a business card reader and a 2D barcode reader, allowing people to collect information and retrieve it instantaneously. We invented a handwriting recognition application that converts writing to text for use in other applications. And our synthetic text-to-speech engine allows messages and media to be read aloud.
Your hotel is not far from the Shanghai airport.
But we are especially proud of the bilingual talking dictionary. It translates a foreign word into spoken Chinese and vice versa.
So the Ming, that shows some of the things that we did internally to innovate. It also has a photo sharing application by Kodak. It has an Opera browser, and it has a Real Player, which is the media player. So we've done internal innovation on it, we've innovated with partners, and we've been able to do that through the power of Linux. The other product I'd like to show you today, just to give you a feel for what we're doing and the kind of innovation that we're doing around the experience is the Rocker. Some of you know that we released a product called the Rocker E1 in the US. It's based on iTunes. This is the follow-on product, and it's been a huge success for us. Why is that? Well, we addressed some of the issues. We addressed some of the experience pieces that people were looking for. So we took what was already a great phone, and we put in a very easy-to-use music experience, and we put in a big memory card, we put in music keys, dedicated music keys, so you can play it without really looking at it. We had a Bluetooth headset that you can play with it. and it's got great stereo sound. Let me just show you what you can do with this. Again, this is a media-centric phone. I'm going to take you back to the home screen. So this is the home screen for the rocker. If I go to the main menu and go to multimedia, I can go to my media finder and I can play music or I can play videos. Let's show a video. Now, I've got a media finder in here that goes through and it constantly searches the memory to see if I've added new functionality. Let's look at recently played. And we've got a few videos on there. Let's play Star Trek. Let's see what's going on in Star Trek on the latest. So it's got MP4 playback.
I am Locutus of Borg.
You can go to full
Resistance
screen mode.
Resistance is futile. Your life as it has been is over. From this time forward, you will service us.
So we agree. Life as we've known it in the mobile space has changed, and it's all about Linux. I'll take a quick spin through the music player. Again, I go to the main menu, choose the multimedia, media finder. And now I'll just look at my music, and also this manages my my sounds. Again, I'll go to Recently Played. They made the demo easy for me. So again, each file has meta tags. You can have shows the album art. So that just gives you a sense of the capability of the device. It's got great stereo sound. It's been rated by third-party experts to say it's got better sound than an iPod. There's a reason for that. It's got a bigger, more horsepower in terms of the sound. That also gives me an opportunity to, for those of you who are NSYNC fans, we have a dance contest in the booth. So we have our own version of mobile Dance Dance Revolution. It plays on a rocker. And we have fabulous prizes, I think, if you win this dance contest. So for those of you who are Dance Revolution fans, we'll see you at the booth afterwards. Go back to the slides, please. So, you know, where are we? We've committed ourselves to Linux. We've invested in building the platform. We've invested in building the products, and we now are building the capability around that platform. Motorola, so we thought big, and now it's time to think small. And what do we mean by thinking small? What we need to do is create the next set of wow experiences on wow devices. And that's when we think about that's about five things. It's about form factor. Motorola is known for its design and its design language. If you look at the success of the Razr, the Q, and success of products, that is enough at the point of sale to get a consumer to come in and say, I want to try that one. What really is going to separate products in the future is the experience. And experience has a bunch of different pieces. It's digital content. More and more people have digital content today. They have their photos. They may have taken them even with the camera and their phone. They've got their music library that they want to access when they're mobile. It's important to make that experience fun and easy on a mobile device. As I said before, a big part of that, harnessing that innovation and harnessing it into our products, has to do with open platforms. We think that's the way to win, that we will be fast integrators, we'll be smart partners, and we'll team with the best to win in the space. I talked about bandwidth. So increasingly, that personal content, that digital content, will be available to you. Maybe your own, it may be available through a portal, but you're going to want it. You're going to say, well, you know, I went to that restaurant. What was it? I want to find it again. Or, hey, I just took some pictures over the weekend. I really want to show them to you. Or, I mean, here's a great song that I just heard, and I downloaded to my song. You might want to get it. And it's about speed. Speed, both in terms of the availability of content, but also speed in terms of innovation and how fast we bring these products to market, how fast we react to the feedback that we get about our products so that we can win even more. And it becomes a virtuous cycle. That's what we're looking for. And we continue to push very hard to do that, and we continue to get pushed very hard by the marketplace, by our customers, and by senior management. We know what winning looks like, and that's what we're trying to do.